Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your ever faithful and faith-filled rainbows and lollipops host, because I know that when I invest in finding it, the possible is right there waiting. I will reach my possible if I keep reaching and moving towards my possible. I just don't always want to move towards my possible. Sometimes I sit down and I kick back and I just don't. I have been stuck in don't for a bit. It's almost like I got into a habit of doing nothing and then I didn't know how to get out of that habit. My oldest son started bringing over his friends to enjoy the pool or hang out and play board games. He usually told me they were coming about 5 minutes before they arrived. If he told me. It turns out that having surprised guests is a great way to infuse some fire in my get up and go. It's not that the guests expect anything from me. It's just that my natural tendency is to be hospitable, and that pushed me to at least get up and acknowledge they were there. And hey, while I was up, I might as well do something, right? Because the hardest part of getting up and getting going is not the going part. It's the getting up part. It came at a perfect time for me because I had gotten to that place where I was just sick and tired of being where I was and not being where I wanted to be. I had thought about a different place. I had planned for a different place, and I was finally to the point that I was going to move to that different place. The unexpected visitors pushed me to start moving more than I would have likely done on my own. That's one of the reasons that accountability is so powerful, even if the accountability doesn't know that they are holding me accountable. It's not always fun for me, even though I love entertaining. And I always wanted us to be in a position to have people over that could use and enjoy our home and our land. Having people over like that pushes me outside my comfort zone when I'm getting ready for bed. And just outside my door, there are a half dozen folks playing games. It's particularly challenging when the game of choice is Trouble. The noise factor alone made me uncomfortable, because that really happened. It is what I wanted, though, and I knew that if they felt like I was uncomfortable, they might feel uncomfortable in coming back, and that's the last thing I wanted. I chose to find a way to get through. First, I put earplugs in, and then I expected to not get the same type of sleep that I would when things were going according to my plans, because that happens so very often. The truth is that opening my home to others is a bold step, and any time I take the bold step, it will push me out of my comfort zone. If I want to grow up boldness to live out my purpose in life, then I need to expect to be uncomfortable, because, one, change will require, well, change. I will have to move, and to do, and to adjust to get out of the rut I have been stuck in. It is impossible to go to my dreams if I am determined to stay where I am right now. Two, change will be different from what I have and where I am now. It is the only way for change to occur. And the bolder I want to go, then the more that difference will show. And a warning about different. The people around you do not always embrace it. 3, change will take effort and require investment. I have to give it to get it. If I want to build relationships, then I have to give my time to engage others. If I want to have a show garden, then I have to give my time and resources to have it taken care of. 4, change will call for sacrifice. I will have to give up what I'm currently doing to do something different. Sometimes the sacrifice will be a challenge to my own selfishness. Most of the time, that's what happens. But sometimes the sacrifice may be harder or more painful, like having to give up sleep to get something accomplished or having to focus on others instead of focusing on me in the moment. I guess selfishness really is kind of the root of it all, right? 5, change will push the limits of faith, especially bold change. Change will drive me to step where I haven't been stepping, and it will drive me to do it in a way that I haven't been doing it. And this will grow my faith and push my faith and try my faith. And the more my faith grows, the more I'm going to be pushed to grow my faith. So change is uncomfortable, and it will cause me to be uncomfortable, but that's a good thing because that means that I am growing and moving. And the good news is that the uncomfortable will not be constant. And some of the uncomfortable will not even be that bad. It just will not be what I might normally do. There will be some uncomfortable if I'm daring to launch in my impossible dreams, because I will not be where I am. And that will make me uncomfortable, or it may make the people around me uncomfortable, or it may make the world uncomfortable, and that uncomfortable will filter down onto me. But each step I take, and each time I push, and each change I make will lead me closer to those impossible dreams that I want so desperately for my life, and I want to see growing up in your life as well. I have to dare to grow up my boldness so that I can push beyond the uncomfortable. I have not been as comfortable the last few days as I might have preferred, but being in that place of uncomfortable has pushed me to do a little more than I would have done had I been left in my own little comfortable place. And that's a good thing. I needed to be pushed because I had become settled, and settled is not a good thing. I needed to be challenged, but not in the "I dare you" kind of challenge. I just needed someone to be watching without an expectation of what I would do. I know it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me most of the time. But sometimes if I know that others are watching, then I do more than I would do if I were on my own. At least until I build up a habit of doing. Once I have that habit of doing, then I begin to challenge myself to do and to be more than I am. At least until I slip back into the habit of being settled. It's a cycle for me, which is why I'm thankful when the little uncomfortable situations come along that push me to get up and get going, like unexpected company, on a regular basis. I want to change, and I know that change means different. And when I have to move out of where I am to where I want to be, then it will cause me to be uncomfortable to one degree or another. So 1, it's uncomfortable because change will require that I change. I can remember sitting on the couch watching a weight loss show while eating dried cereal for a snack. I had the thought that it would be nice to lose weight like they were losing on that show. And then I recognized the irony of the thought. If I want that change, then I will have to do things that will create that change, which probably means not sitting on the couch eating dried cereal. Even if I had just simply determined that I was going to get up and do a workout of my own while I was watching the show, that would have moved me closer to my desires. That regular exercise may have made me feel awkward if others were in the room, and it may have made my muscles hurt the next morning. But the uncomfortable would have been temporary, and the change would have been longer lasting than the uncomfortable. 2, change will mean being different than I am right now, and that can bring uncomfortable situations. I wanted to do more to build up my platform so that I would be in a position to do more speaking engagements and presentations, and I kept saying I needed to record more shows so that I could go daily. I created a clock so that it'd be easier to produce the show. To record the show daily, though, I had to adjust to my schedule. I had to do things different, and my family had to expect things different, and that was just a wee bit uncomfortable for everyone involved. The uncomfortable different was necessary to help me create the new shows, but we're getting to a place of balance now. Even being different will not lead to a permanent uncomfortable, at least most of the time. It will be uncomfortable to change because, number three, change will take effort and investment of my time, my energy, and my resources. If I want to create my show garden like I once had, then I'll have to invest in the effort to pull out all the weeds or to till all of the beds, and then I'll have to invest the time, the energy, and the money to put mulch out around those beds. I'll have to also make a point to maintain the beds all season long. I know from experience that it will be uncomfortable. I have to deal with the heat and the sun and the multitude of living things that creep and crawl and fly around my garden. Don't even get me started on the poison ivy that likes to sneak up behind me and slap me. I know from experience. But I also know from experience that my temporary discomforts will bring amazing joy, not only to me, but to all who visit. It will be uncomfortable to change, number four, because change will call for sacrifice. I have limits on all that I am and all that I have. If I want to move from this point to another point, then I will have to give up or to sacrifice something else to make it happen. When I committed to reading the Bible all the way through in 2 months, then I knew I would have to carve out time to make it happen. Now, I tried several different time slots, but ultimately, I had to find a time when nobody would bother me, not in person, not on the phone, and not even online. I had to sacrifice my sleep to make it work. It was uncomfortable the first few days, but I got used to the new schedule, which meant the discomfort faded, and on the other side was 2 hours of pure peace and quiet for my enjoyment. But change can be uncomfortable because change will push the limits of my faith. When I step into change, I will step out of what I know. It will push me into faith, and with each step into faith, I will grow up my faith even more so that I continue to push farther up and farther in. The first time I allowed my words to be printed, I almost got sick. It was not just uncomfortable, but it was outright scary for me. Each time I shared my words, it got a little less uncomfortable and even a little less scary. There are days that it flashes up, but most of the time, I have a peace and a calm about the process because with each sharing that I did, I grew my faith a little stronger. And as my faith got stronger, I got bolder. And as I got bolder, I was able to share more in more places and more ways. I understood that I was walking out what I was designed to do. And because I was walking that out, I was growing up the faith that required me to keep walking it out. That's how it works. It might be uncomfortable. No, it will be uncomfortable to change. But when I make the choice to change, I begin to work through that uncomfortable. And as I work through that uncomfortable, I push through walls that are trying to hold me back. And as I push through those walls that are trying to hold me back, I begin to break through into amazing things that are waiting for me on the other side. I begin to realize and live out the design I was created to live out. It may be uncomfortable here, but over there, just on the other side, it is amazing. It is incredible. It is extraordinary. I confess that I do not like being uncomfortable, and I like unknown uncomfortables the least. I mean, I can suffer through the known uncomfortables if I have to, which is probably why it can be easy to settle, even if I'm not where I want to be, because at least I know where I am. I've been there long enough. I'm done with it. I've been in that mess of settled to the point that I am ready to break out and fly. And that will mean I have to be determined and bold in change. And that will mean that I can expect to be uncomfortable. And that terrible, and it's going to be that terrible unknown uncomfortable, the one I dislike so much. I've learned that if I keep going, though, even in those uncomfortable moments, the blessings are just on the other side, and they will make it all worthwhile. Jesus said that it will be a daily challenge to do what can be uncomfortable. But I need to step out into that if I want to live in the blessing that he offers. In Luke 9:33, Jesus states it this way: "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." The idea of denying myself is enough challenge. I mean, I know that choosing to do something other than what I want or what my mind tells me I deserve will cause a state of discomfort. I will be uncomfortable when I'm not doing what my temper tantrum self is trying to make happen. But stepping out into the world following Jesus can be even more of a challenging. It will be even more of a challenge. Jesus was not like the world, and the world knew it. The world hated the difference and tried to distract from its own lacking by pointing at Jesus and causing a ruckus over anything. The world caused everyone and everything to be uncomfortable, not only Jesus, but those that followed him. That was their design. If the world caused them to be uncomfortable, the followers, then I guarantee you that it will cause us to be uncomfortable now. When I'm walking out my life in Jesus and for Jesus, then I will face moments of uncomfortable. Jesus even warned of that very thing in John 16:33. Jesus says, "In me you will have perfect peace." So when I have Jesus at the center of all that I am and all that I'm doing, then I have that peace that flows from him. But he goes on to warn of the world. "In the world you will have tribulation and distress and suffering, but be courageous. I have overcome the world." Now remember that courageous is an element of boldness. For me, Jesus is telling me that despite the uncomfortable moments and the uncomfortable situations, I need to continue to be bold because I'm walking my path in him and for him, and he has already won the battle. So the uncomfortable will only be temporary. It is tough walking out change. It is uncomfortable pursuing a bold life of purpose in a world determined to hold me down or crush me into a box that it has built. Take heed. There is something amazing on the other side of that uncomfortable. Isaiah 60 says it like this: "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." For me, that says it all. I have to keep going because on the other side of that uncomfortable, I will be basking in my light that has come because the glory of the Lord has risen on me. I'm ready for a new life, a bold life, a courageous life. And I know that I will have to create change and live change to see it happen. It will be uncomfortable walking in change, but I'll push through. And when I push through, I will fly. Thank you so much for joining me on this flight-creating episode of Growing Hope. I hope that you will connect with me and let me know how the words are working in your life, because when you share, you give me a little more fuel to fight through the uncomfortables. You can email me at radio@katherinelang.com or stop by the website www.katherinelang.com. I would also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's at Katherine C. Lang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's The Katherine C. Lang. Now, you can listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of Growing Hope by visiting www.katherinelang.com/on-air. I am Catherine Lang, and I am your Rainbows and Lollipops host because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about the world, or it's not about what the world says. It's not about what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer for you is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. I know that when we grow up hope, we grow up a boldness that allows us to push through the changes, to break free, and to fly. I dare you to grow your own wings. Remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.